we fully agree that there must be an investigation because these kind of things are awful, and they are not only recorded about Ebola, you know, even about the UN system, it was recorded long time before, and we still have some children who are called the UN children, MONUSCO's children, because now their parents have left, but they are living with their mother without any assistance at all. So these kind of things must cease, and we support this call for investigation.
The WHO and the Organization for Migration have promised to carry their own investigation about these allegations. But some people are saying they cannot be trusted and that the government or independent bodies should do the investigation. What do you think about it?
We need an independent investigation, of course, because this kind of thing cannot happen without knowingly or unknowingly approval of those who are supposed to check about this kind of situation. If it happened now, it looks like maybe long time before it was tolerated. Now it's obvious. Then they didn't have any nobody was sanctioned about that. So we need independent investigation in order to set up everything and to know who are responsible and in which level they are responsible.
Some people are saying the government should do more or should have a framework for these international organizations working in the DRC to prevent such future occurrences. What do you say to that?
Even the NGOs, foreign NGOs and all those things, they are taking advantage in many situations, especially in sexual situation, but not only even in what concern the right to have a work. They are misused, they don't respect the legal time, and they are not paid as everybody will be paid in that kind of situation. Women abuse is the awful expression of that situation. There are too many other situations concerning the way people are seen when they are in dependency for working or for looking for a good salary on a job with these organizations.
Does the DRC have the legal framework to deal with the perpetrators of this crime if indeed an independent investigation establishes individuals who carried out this sexual violence against the DRC women?
There are some laws which are now they put some rules, but not the same way that it could be investigated in international systems. And in this kind of situation, it's better to comply our rule according international one. So why not DRC and can collaborate with an independent system in order to set up the way of investigating this kind of crime and also to improve our own system on the same level than international one.
Well, as a lawyer yourself, what do you think the punishment should be for those who carried out such act?
Okay. You know, as a lawyer, I've also to respect what we call the presumption d'innocence, that people are supposed to be innocent till they are convinced in a court. But we need some punishment that will help others to not try again to do that one day, because it's an unacceptable way of dealing with people, with dealing with women, with dealing with human